Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, there had been high hopes for stronger cash this week, but cash activity was disappointing yesterday. Cash trade was light, but what we did see was steady money here in our part of the country at $150. This may have set the stage for the rest of trading this week. Lower futures and lower box beef may be keeping packers holding the line. Box beef, the choice down 27 cents. Select was down 83 cents yesterday. Trading action does not bode well for cattle futures yesterday moving through the rest of the week unless cash trades higher or weak. Weekly export sales are stronger. Feeder cattle showed minor losses even though corn was under some pressure. It was a disappointing day for the hogs as well yesterday as the price was down 48 cents on the National Direct Afternoon Report. Cash has been a bit higher and for the second week with lower cash expected the rest of this week. Packers seem to have sufficient hogs to choose from to maintain slaughter pace. Cutouts also suffered a loss yesterday with price down $1.02. Steady to slightly weaker trade overnight in wheat futures as contracts attempt to stabilize following the weakness posting yesterday. Even with losses yesterday, that marks back-to-back days of double-digit losses in most contracts. The WASD had little in it for wheat, or at least little for the bulls to latch onto and charge current trends. And adding to the recent pressure with news from Russia and the United Nations that they're planning to meet tomorrow to discuss a renewal of the grain export corridor ahead of the November 19 lapse. Slightly weaker corn prices overnight as December corn sits well inside yesterday's range but is working on its fourth lower close in a row. December corn did push to new lows for the move and trade below the September 28th corrective lows, $6.61.5. Now, steady to weaker prices in the soy complex overnight following the mixed close the day prior. Soybeans and meal are lower while soybean oil posts small gains. Two-sided trade was present for all three contracts following the release of the WASD, but only soybeans and oil managed to close in positive territory. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
At the close yesterday on our livestock futures, the December live cattle down $1.47, $151.57. February down 62 cents, $154.15. November feeder cattle down 55, $177.72. January down 25, $179.65. December hogs down 30 cents, $85.27. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 15 three quarters, $9.30. March down 15 cents yesterday, $9.26 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 21 and a quarter, $8.06.5. March down 19. And three quarters, 827 and three quarters. December corn down 3 cents, 664.5. The March down 3 1/4, 670.5. January soybeans up 5.5, 1452.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.